offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high intensity workouts, including pre and post surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM and 96.9 FM KVOE. Good Saturday morning to you. It's going to be a hot one today. Blake Cripps, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood, all back together again. Very rare.
Is that 2 weeks in a row now?
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
wow.
2 weeks in a row.
It is very rare that the three of us are together on a Saturday in the summer, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be gone next week on the show. So
there you go.
I won't be there.
And the string will be broken.
And Dylan will be gone the week after that. So, you know, we're kind of stringing them together here, but yeah, we're taking the downtime to get refreshed and relaxed. And Tim, you know, you've been working on a bunch of stuff as it pertains to our Chiefs and Emporia State coverage. It's hard. I was looking at the calendar. You know, we're 3 weeks away from Emporia State training camp and 2 weeks away from Chiefs training camp.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, we talked before.
Where did this offseason go?
Summer goes by very, very quickly. And I will give you youngsters a little bit of a hint. As you do get older, it goes by even faster.
It doesn't start moving the other direction.
No, it does not. I mean, it's like a snowball down the hill.
Yeah.
Of course, it's exciting. I mean, there's a lot of good vibes going around, I think, for a lot of teams in our area. Certainly Emporia State, KU, K-State football, Chiefs football, obviously.
Yeah.
And let's don't forget.
The Kansas
Royals.
City Royals.
That's exactly right. Big win.
They do not stink. Yeah, 6-1 win yesterday. Dylan, how's the offseason? Well, I mean, yeah, I think last week would have been the first time. Yeah, we mentioned, you know, Dylan had a pretty big weekend the weekend before.
He did.
When he came back. I think we did mention it.
What?
Of course, Dylan. I don't know. Something. It reminds.
Oh, we didn't.
It rhymes with
this
Schmozel.
This has not been mentioned on air.
Oh, well, yeah. Dylan with a successful proposal out on his vacation. So, congratulations to you.
That's been 3 weeks. But thanks, guys.
I said it
the planning
office,
has begun.
Hey, I bet. And I, Tim, I bet you could share some tips on that as well, both from the parent side and from the marriage participant side.
If you would ask my wife, the proposal that I made probably wasn't the most romantic thing in the world. So I can't take a whole lot of credit or anything.
But in terms of planning the wedding.
In terms of planning the wedding, well, you know, I just said, give me the day and the time, and I'll be there. Other than that, you know.
There you go. Dylan, do you have any preferences that you need to get in for your wedding, or are you a day and time show up guy?
I'll tell you this, and I'll straight up have the truth of it. But when we planned the trip to New York, it was months in preparation. So
sounds like he's going to be hands on there, Tim.
So yeah, we're planning. We're getting on it.
Okay.
You know, color schemes, what color the tuxes were really didn't matter much.
So sure. That hasn't been discussed yet. But,
sure. Well, so. I mean, yeah, you got plenty of time. Well, anyway, summer, yeah, it's been eventful for all of us, and it was eventful for the Royals last night with a 6-1 win over Boston. Three runs in the second inning on the way to the victory. Another great start for Cole Rakins, getting that punch out to get the seven-inning quality start, four hits, one run with seven strikeouts, and Rakins just continues to be impressive, and the offense with a couple of more home runs, another home run by Junior, another home run by MJ Melendez. And MJ Melendez, you know, he's hitting under 200 right now, but here in the last couple of games starting to try to put things together a little bit, and you know, you hope that that's going to continue. I think he's hit in four straight games now, so he had hits in both of the Cardinal games, multi-hit game against Boston. Boy, it'd be great for him, you know, because a lot of people have said, you know, the Royals really need to add another bat in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be great if maybe MJ Melendez is just that guy. He just starts playing better.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be just huge because they are the outfield's been very sketchy for the most part in terms of hitting.
I think defensively
they've been very good.
Yeah, okay.
But on the offensive side is where they've really struggled. It will be very interesting to see what they do at the break. You would assume that they would be in the market for some relief help, and then maybe, like you said, an extra bat. But man, it couldn't have gone better for the Royals last night. They win. The Twins lose. The Guardians lose.
Oh, it was a magical day.
It was a great night, and obviously they're right in the thick of a pennant race, and that's all you can ask for as we get to the All-Star break.
Yeah, Dylan's wearing his Royals gear today. Got that awful City Connect hat on.
Oh, other than that,
but Dylan, you know, you look at what the Royals have done this year, and you know, their ownership has said that they are going to be spenders.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're in a – I guess one of the big questions is, and, you know, I'm asking a question you probably don't have the answer to, how much of a spender are they? Because you probably should not be at a point where you're spending just a ton of money to try to win a championship, because at this point, if you're the Royals, you're really spending to try to get into the playoffs. So how much, what piece do you go for? How much capital do you outlay to get that piece? How long are you going to have that piece after you get it? Because I don't know if the Royals are in the position that they were in 2015 where they said, you know what, we think we can win the whole darn thing this year. Let's go get a pitcher and on loaner for a couple months in Cueto. Great decision.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And let's go get a Swiss Army knife like Zobrist, and that we can plug into a bunch of different spots and get a big bat. I'm not sure that the Royals are in a position where they can just go and get a guy for a month or two to push them over the top. But I do think that this team certainly has the chance to add a couple of pieces and solidify their wild card spot.
Well, and something the Royals have already done on Thursday, they traded away Colin Selby to the Orioles in exchange for cash considerations. So
adding to
they get some more cash to the pot, then they can probably get a middle name or someone decent. And I agree with both of you guys. A pitcher, either relief or starter, it doesn't really matter to me. But I mean, you got Chris Bubich back, who came back last weekend, and he looks good coming off Tommy John.
Sure.
And I would prefer another bat with that will be an outfielder. So that's what I'm aiming for. I think the Royals need another outfielder because
they probably can't really make a huge splash just because, I mean, they're still in a position within their minor league system. I mean, they're not very strong there yet.
No.
I mean, you know, they're still way down the list that in terms of the strength of their minor league system. So if fans are expecting a big splash to the break, they may be disappointed. But I think they can at least certainly go out and get some type of a relief pitcher that can just help them maybe eat some innings here or there, be a little more effective out of the pen.
Tim, if there's any expectation that Royals fans that they felt is not met this year, I'd kindly invite them to follow another sport.
Well, keep in mind, we talked about this the other day. This team last year only won 56 games.
They're at 52 today.
They're at 52
today.
Now.
They could get to 54 wins before the All-Star break. It's ridiculous.
Ooh, well, let's enjoy the ride.
Yes. Let's take our first break. Coming up on the show today, we're going to do a little cross-promotion. Aaron Harder is coming up for our second segment. Of course, he is the host of the Monday Morning Quarterback, which you can listen to every Monday right here on KVOE. Hosts it with Marcus Urkel and Steve Souter, and that is at 10:06 every Monday. We'll talk with him. But coming up next, it's my old color guy, and he moved on to Lawrence, Kansas. He is now a sports talk host for Rock Chalk Sports Talk, 1320 KLW. So we'll talk about all things sports with Dan Courtright. Maybe we'll get into the Royals with him as well. And also, obviously, being in Lawrence, probably going to talk a little KU. So that's coming up next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBonAuto.com on KVOE, live and local.
Chevy Summer Drive sales event is happening now at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Time to get your biggest savings of the year on our best inventory of new Chevys in years. Savings like $8,000 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 models. Longbine Auto Plaza has them in stock. Or if you need something to move your family around, check out the new 2024 Chevy Tahoe or the hottest midsize SUV for getting around town. It's the 2024 Chevy Equinox. Don't forget the fuel-efficient 2024 Chevy Trax and Chevy Trailblazer models, too. They're in stock right now. And check out the new 2024 Chevy Blazer and Chevy Equinox EV models, too. Save lots of money on gas. You won't find a better deal anywhere. For summer drive savings now, come see our best inventory in years at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Or visit us online 24-7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The Big 12 Conference is now officially in its new era with 16 teams making up the league. While longtime members Texas and Oklahoma have departed for the SEC, the Big 12 welcomed four new schools earlier this month. Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah have now given the conference more of a footprint in the western part of the country. This week, the Big 12 held their football media day as the season is set to kick off next month. Commissioner Brett Yormark took over in 2022 and has given the conference sustainability for years to come.
We're one of the three best conferences in America, and we're getting better. Think about where we are today. I will not stop until we're the number one conference in America. That's my ambition. I shouldn't have anything but that. That's the ambition of our conference. It's the ambition of our presidents and ADs. Why would we be doing what we're doing if we don't aspire to be number one? But we continue to get better, and I like where we're going.
Basketball's biggest weekend, next on This Week in the NCAA.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
NCAA Basketball Committee announced that all the men's championship games will be held in Indianapolis over the same weekend in 2026. The Midwest City was already set to host the D1 Final Four. Now they will also have title games for Divisions 2 and 3, as well as the semifinals and final for the NIT. The men's basketball championships haven't been held in the same location since Atlanta in 2013. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by longbineauto.com. Here in the middle of the summer, we've got a couple of, pretty familiar voices that you're going to be hearing on the show today, as we're going to be first joined by Dan Courtright. Of course, only got to work with Dan for just under a year, and he was my color analyst for Emporia State Football. Excited to make an announcement about that here pretty soon. Moved on to Lawrence, Kansas, the beautiful city of Lawrence, Kansas, and is now the co-host of Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Sean Kellerman up there, weekdays, I believe, from 2 to 6, I believe.
3 to 6.
3 to 6 on 1320 KLWN, which, of course, is the AM flagship station for the Jayhawk Radio Network. Dan, but for a while, Dan, before he makes the move up there full-time, commuting down, so I called him to ask him about coming on. He's like, oh, I'll just come in the studio. Like, what do you mean you'll come in? You're in Lawrence. Like, not so much right now. So, hey, I'm told that your key card did not work, though.
Yeah, the key card didn't work. Dylan came and let me in before I brought the crowbar out.
But, sure, that's great.
Yeah, but yeah, it's good to be back, dude. It's, I was telling you guys before, it was like deja vu. You know, it's I used to work here for about a year. it was amazing. You guys gave me my first shot in radio, and then you know, just kind of moved up the ladder a little bit and went over to Lawrence. And you know, I couldn't be more thankful for this place.
Well, yeah, he's got his Town Royal shirt on, so
yeah,
got
to represent.
You know, he does. So how's it been going? I know that when you first started, there was a shakeup there with the lineup, but it sounds like you and Sean Kellerman have gotten, you know, things pretty well solidified. So I'm going to ask more of a sports radio, you know, inside baseball type question. What do you feel like? How do you feel your development has gone in terms of learning the sports talk side of the business, which was something that you didn't get to do too much here?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of was thrown to the wolves a little bit.
Seems like that's how it always is.
Yeah, I definitely more so had to learn just based on like, okay, this is happening all at a very fast pace. My very first day there, the other co-host who I was supposed to be with put in his resignation, and I love Nick Springer to death. He's still a really good friend of mine, but he just got a better opportunity. Timing was just weird. So there was a stretch there where I was just by myself for 3 hours a day with no sports going on.
Wow.
for about like 2.5 weeks until Sean Kellerman finally came on. But so my co-host now is Sean Kellerman, and he is just an absolute rock star. And me and him are putting together a very good show where we have total creative freedom over it, so we're creating it our own, and I think we're actually growing the show even more so than you know, kind of what it was, you know, back to when Haney had it. So Brian Haney started the show, and it's been passed along to a few different hands, and now it's in our hands. And I think, you know, we're putting together something very special, and this is a very good time to have a KU sports talk show.
Yes,
because
it is.
This is the best. This is the most excited I've ever been for Kansas football in my life, and that's including when I was a kid.
Well, I'm just curious in terms of, you've been there now, what, this is your, I'm trying to think, like third month?
Yeah.
Third month there, right? So what are some things you've already picked up that you thought, man, I wish I'd have known this before I got here?
Filling airtime. You know, BSing, I think, is the main skill that I've learned. No, it's a... honestly, it's just very fun to be able to have the creative wheels turning and trying to think of different segments to do, because, you know, right now there's not a lot of sports going on, and we can only talk about the Royals so much, and we're, you know, pretty pigeonholed in Rock Chalk Sports Talk.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
But we usually talk about the Royals maybe one or two segments each show, but we try to find different things going on around KU, and, you know, we're creating different different like fun segments. Like, I'll do a dumb segment like top 10, you know, fast food French fries, or, you know,
sure.
We do a bunch of different things, or we did a Disney princess draft where, you know, we drafted a basketball team just off of Disney princesses. So
were you drafting them based on basketball ability?
That one was a basketball draft.
The number one pick was?
I think Sean had the number one pick. I think he went Cinderella, which, like, look, that was weird.
That's wild.
I know. Hey, look, that's a pander pick. I think it's a lot of people's favorites. I don't know. It was a shock.
She's cleaning the floors. Why would you think she could play basketball?
Look, and here's the thing. Like, she came up through, you know, through the system, and now she's here. We'll kind of see what she can do on the basketball court. But
the Bronny James,
I think go with some toughness and go Pocahontas. I think that might be
Moana's
up there too.
Somebody with a little athletic ability. Whoever, I don't know who. Listen, I don't like Disney. You know, you roast me now. Not a big Disney princess movie guy. But whoever the girl is from Tangled,
she
shoot a bow.
Kind of like Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
Whatever.
Rapunzel was my center position. I do remember that, because I said she could just use the hair to block the shots. But then that was a sort of a point of contention, because they're like, you can't use, you know, hair to block shots. I was like, why not? This is
you can't.
They're not real people.
You can in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Well, that is
there you go.
And Dan, you also mentioned that, you know, Sean's kind of the guy who will bring the analysis and the analytics. So I'm assuming when you guys came up with the Princess Draft segment, you said you're in charge of the.
It was my idea, yeah.
and Dan, I will point out for our listeners, and this is Dan's words, not mine, but he said, I'm in charge of the stupid segment.
I am. That is 100% true. Yeah, it's very nice. I'm sort of sliding into that dumb guy sports fan role really, really nicely, where Sean is more the analytical side, and I'm sort of the average average sports fan. So I'm the guy who goes, this team sucks. And then he goes, this is why they suck. So it's sure. It's a nice little tug and pull.
Well, and definitely when you're doing 3 hours of sports talk, especially next week starting on Monday with the All-Star break,
yeah.
You got to find other segments.
I know.
Because there's not a whole lot going on unless something happens to break. So I can totally appreciate that.
So Dan, you mentioned how excited are you for KU football this year. But do you realize with crossover season and with the beginning of November when KU basketball starts, big one on November 8th with North Carolina in the field house?
Yeah, so the KU non-con just came out.
Yeah.
That was a big thing that we talked about. And the thing that kind of stuck out to me most was, A, North Carolina. And by the way, goosebumps right now thinking about that Carolina blue in Allen Fieldhouse. It's going to be unreal.
It's been a while.
But yeah.
Yeah, I know.
2022 national championship game is the last time they played.
But in Allen Fieldhouse, I don't think they've ever played in Allen Fieldhouse.
Oh, I can't imagine that's accurate.
Well, no, in my life.
You probably have to look at the KU media guide, but also I got goosebumps when I was in school there when it was announced that Kentucky was going to come to Allen Fieldhouse in 2016. I got goosebumps about that game, and that game was announced in like May of 2015, and that was probably the second best home game of that year behind the Oklahoma game.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, that Kentucky game went to overtime.
Yes. Yeah, and KU was down at least 9 or 10 in that game.
Blake Cripps in the house for that game.
Ooh. You were at the Kentucky game, too?
Nice.
I was at that game, too.
Yeah. My dad was at the Oklahoma game, and I was so excited.
I was watching that on TV.
I know.
Oklahoma game is a very special game
to me. Triple overtime, one attending. Versus one. But
probably the second game. I think probably the second best game in the history of Allen Fieldhouse.
Behind the Missouri game in 2012.
Blake Cripps was also in the house for that.
Well, yeah, but anyway, back to your question with in terms of North Carolina, they just got R.J. Davis back. So that one's going to be very tough. But the thing that stuck out to me the most about the non-con is that they have two back-to-back
blue bloods.
I mean, they have North Carolina, then they have Michigan State right afterwards in the Champions Classic.
It's 3-5 games.
So then they have sort of an off week there, and then they're playing Duke right after that in the Vegas Challenge
Showdown,
in Sin City. So that one's gonna be tough because Duke they just got Cooper Flagg. They're gonna be very good. I believe they're right now tied for the best odds to win the national championship. But at the same time, KU basketball, get AJ Storr. We got Rylan Griffin.
Yeah.
We got Zeke Mayo. I mean, the amount
AJ Storr.
Bill Self has done such an excellent job of filling the needs that absolutely needed to happen from last year, right? Because depth and shooting were an issue. And so he went overboard on getting massive depth and incredible shooting. And right now, I mean, it's a question of who even is going to start. Because you have so many different guys who are able to start anywhere else in the country. But Kansas has that depth, especially that wing position. I mean, because, your two mainstays in Kansas basketball was DeJuan, you had Hunter. The wing position was kind of shaky there for a little bit. So now we sort of have a plethora of wings that we just can pick and choose who we want out there.
Dan Courtwright is my guest. He is the co-host of Rock Chalk Sports Talk, 1320 KLWN in Lawrence. Listen, I love KU basketball as much as the other guy, but it's July. We need to talk KU football.
Let's do it.
As you mentioned, so excited about KU football this year. I never, even when I thought, KU football could be a team that competes, that is respectable, I never thought that I'd be seeing a KU team like, oh, they're picked fourth? They have first place votes in football? But that's what's happening this year. Obviously, the league, it'll be interesting to see how the strength of the Big 12 is once everything gets settled, as we go from the Power 5 era into the Power 4 era, how that all settles down. Because historically and long term, you certainly would think that the league's strength would go down with the departure of Texas and Oklahoma. Although I would point out that KU hadn't had much problem beating Texas. And they also beat Oklahoma last year.
Oklahoma,
so how much are we really losing? But, in terms of KU football, the new look Big 12. How much have you guys discussed about that, and what are your thoughts on, you know, this kind of a void in power in the Big 12? Utah, of course, comes in from the Pac-12 and kind of takes over as the favorite, at least for right now. But I think if you're a KU or Kansas State football fan, there's no reason you look at this league and say, you know what, why can't we be a perennial contender in this league?
So we talked about this sort of ad nauseum, but almost you almost don't want to talk about it because this is the year to do it.
Sure.
This is the absolute year to do it. You have all of these returners back, right? You have Quentin Skinner, Luke Grimm, and Lawrence Arnold back, your top three pass catchers. You have Devin Neal back, right? You have Jalen Daniels back. The offense is going to be massive. Everybody knows this play. Everybody knows the offense. They know the system. Now, granted, Jeff Grimes is new. He's coming in to replace Kotelnicki, who went over to Penn State. But new offense, same group of guys. When you look at the depth behind it, it's not that deep, at least on the wide receiver side of things, right? And, you know, we have Isaiah Marshall coming in behind Jalen Daniels. We think he's going to be sort of the predecessor to him. But wide receiver groups and running back groups, you hope that they're going to be good because we have Harry Stewart coming in. This is the year to do it. And the reason that is as well is because KU, we don't play Utah. We don't play Oklahoma State. The biggest game of the year is going to be K-State at Manhattan.
But by far.
I don't want to say easy schedule, but it's definitely softer than the typical Big 12 schedule even this year. So,
well, it's going to be different from now on because there's never going to be a spot in a 16-team league where you can feasibly play. You know, you're never going to play a 15-game regular season schedule.
Yeah.
That was one of the beauty, you know, the beautiful things about the original Big 12 with 10 teams or whatever, but yeah, you got to play everybody. And so there's always, I think, going to be that situation where if you have a good team, we saw this happen to KU back in 2007, where people were not believers because, like, oh, well, you didn't play these South teams.
Right,
and how
yeah
good is KU football really? And
yeah,
all this.
Didn't play Texas that year.
And, you know,
yeah,
didn't. I don't think they played Oklahoma that year.
Right.
But that it's always going to be that way from now on. But, I mean, I think you're right. You can only play, same thing that Mark Mangino said, Tim, you know, you got to play the schedule that's in front of you, and whatever happens,
yeah,
happens.
Absolutely. Before I ask my football question, I want to go back to Carolina. They've only been to Lawrence once, and that was in 1960.
God, that's
wow
crazy.
Wow.
I would have never, I knew that it was not,
one time.
They had never been there. I know that for a long time, you know, Roy Williams was very adamant, hey, we're not playing North Carolina,
yep,
you know, for that reason. So, yeah, hopefully.
One time. They've only met each other 12 nuts times in the history of the sport.
Wow. That's crazy.
One time in Lawrence, yeah, KU has never been to Chapel Hill. So, back to football. Is there any talk, you know, of course, the big topic of conversation when you talk KU football is the true health of Jalen Daniels at quarterback. Is there any scuttle in Lawrence that there's still some underlying issues with him, or is he truly, as he said, he could play a game today, which I still doubt, but that's just me.
So, yeah, all indications are telling me, and this is from like inside sources, they're telling me that he's good to go right now. Now, I know if you take Staken patterns, he's never played a full season. He averages 6.5 games per year.
Let's see, last year he had
three games. Yeah.
And then the first season he had like about, it was like 9
I think
or something.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, it is the biggest question mark for him. The talent, yeah, the ability to do things on with the legs and the arm, to read defenses. I mean, I think, you know, there are a lot of people, and I guess I would have to agree that it's a relatively small sample size because it's only 12 games. But in the 12 games that he has had, boy, is Jalen Daniels a difference maker.
Yeah. Yes. So here's the thing. It's only fair to make these same assumptions. Like, why aren't people talking about Cam Rising in Utah? He missed the entire season last year.
Sure.
But everyone has them picked number one, where if you look at all the KU projections, if you look at Phil Steele, if you look at Athlon Sports, they go, yeah, KU could win it. Jalen Daniels can stay healthy. It's like, yeah, well, what if he does stay healthy? Then why aren't you picking him? You have to assume that he's going to stay healthy, or else you have to make those same assumptions about Cam Rising, you know, the different people like that. So I think Jalen Daniels right now, he says he's good to go. Lance Leipold says he's good to go. All indications tell me from all the sources that we have, like Matt Tate and Henry Greenstein, all those guys say he's good to go. So to me, I think that's sort of a, you know, I'm not worried about it right now. All I'm worried about is, you know, winning football games.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. fair. That is fine with me. You know what? You want to stick around, Dan?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
We got Aaron Harder here in studio from the Monday Morning Quarterback. Dylan, why don't we just take our break early? We'll get in. We'll spend more time with Aaron here. Aaron probably has a couple questions for you as well. You may have a couple questions for Aaron.
I certainly do.
Okay. Coming in. We'll be right back with Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by Longbine Auto on KVOE, live and local.
Chevy Summer Drive sales event is happening now at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Time to get your biggest savings of the year on our best inventory of new Chevys in years. Savings like $8,000 off MSRP on select new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 models. Longbine Auto Plaza has them in stock. Or if you need something to move your family around, check out the new 2024 Chevy Tahoe or the hottest midsize SUV for getting around town. It's the 2024 Chevy Equinox. Don't forget the fuel-efficient 2024 Chevy Trax and Chevy Trailblazer models too. They're in stock right now. And check out the new 2024 Chevy Blazer and Chevy Equinox EV models too. Save lots of money on gas. You won't find a better deal anywhere. For summer drive savings now, come see our best inventory in years at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
From ABC Sports, I'm Mark Remillard. Game one of an AL showdown between the league's best teams, the Yankees brawling with the Orioles at Camden Yards. Aaron Judge showing off his power in the top of the third inning.
Here's the 0-2. Judge drives it. Deep left field. Kerstad back. Out of the track. At the wall. Gone. Goodbye.
The call on WFAN. The bottom of the ninth also proved eventful, with the benches clearing after Orioles outfielder Heston Kjerstad was plunked by a pitch. The Birds manager, Brandon Hyde, was ejected in the scuffle, and the Yankees would put the Orioles away 4-1. More AL. The Royals beating the Red Sox 6-1, while the Rays blanked the Guardians 2-0. In the National League, the Cubs hammered the Cardinals 5-1. Interleague, the Dodgers squeaked past the Tigers 4-3, and the Athletics tripled up the Phillies 6-2. In the WNBA, a historic night for Fever guard Caitlin Clark. The Mercury couldn't stop the rookie phenom.
Clark working on Cunningham, gets inside. Clark gets it to foul. And the foul. Clark in the double digits.
The call on ION. Clark made WNBA history as the only rookie with multiple games of 20 points and 10 assists as the Fever cruised past the Mercury 95-86. On a more positive note for the Mercury, though, their new practice facility will have its two courts dedicated to Phoenix legend Diana Taurasi. The courts will open next Thursday, just in time to kick off the WNBA All-Star Weekend. Across the pond, the Wimbledon finals are underway starting today. Jasmine Paolini and Barbora Krejcikova will each play in their first ever Wimbledon women's singles final this morning. The match kicks off at 9 a.m. Eastern on ESPN. On Sunday, defending champ and third seed Carlos Alcaraz will clash once again with Novak Djokovic, the current world number two. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by longbineauto.com. We got a full boat in the studio now. Blake, Tim, and Dylan. Dan Courtright snaking around here for another segment, and we're now joined by the host of the Monday Morning Quarterback, which you can hear Mondays on KVOE 10:06 right here on the station, Aaron Harder, who's also our IT director, human resources director. And it seems like everything we don't have a director for that needs to be directed, you're the one directing it, Aaron.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you?
Good morning.
Doing just fine. Welcome back, Dan.
Hey, thanks.
Well, you know, you guys, obviously, you co-host the Monday Morning Quarterback with Marcus and Steve. How did you get into being a part of that show? How long have you been on that show? I don't think I've ever asked you that question.
Steve told me to. And since it started, I don't know, what are we at, 10 years now, Tim, probably?
Something like that, yeah, I got it.
Yes, we Steve used to host here with Greg and Tim for many years, and they talked a lot of local sports. And Steve was talking one day and said, maybe we should do a show where we talk a little outside of the local area, talk about some national sports.
Sure.
Would you like to join? And I said, I got to be on an air for an hour? And he said, yes. And I said, let me think. He said, you're going to join. Okay. And here we are.
So, hey,
good talk. It's the most, I mean, it's about the only thing I watch is sports.
Sure.
So it's really easy to talk about. Marcus joined. Heck, he's probably going on 3 years now.
Wow.
Marcus joined 1 week to talk about all the doings with his junior golf program. And then we saw him. Actually, it was pre-COVID. I bet it's probably been 5 years.
It could
now.
Could be pre-COVID.
And we saw him out at the golf course, and he said, "I had a lot of fun." I said, "Well, come on back. I mean, the pay's crappy, but come on back if you want to." And he stuck with us.
Plus, then you have to talk less.
Correct.
So, well, you guys, again, and for the most part, for people who maybe haven't heard the show before, 10:06 on Mondays, but, you know, this show, for the most part, is pretty regional. I mean, this is an interview show here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, but you guys kind of get into the whole nation of sports, you know, and certainly you're going to focus on the Chiefs and the Royals and Kansas State, Emporia High. You guys talk a bunch about that, but you guys will also weave in a bunch of national stories as well. And there's no show, I think, in Sports Talk Radio that will have more golf. So if you're a golf fan.
We do talk a lot of golf.
If you're a golf fan, Monday Morning Quarterback is definitely for you. And right now, it's Scottish Open weekend, right?
It is. Scottish Open, third round. Started this morning. Everybody's gearing up. Justin Thomas shot lights out on day one. I did not check the scores from yesterday. I was busy last night.
I believe it was Aberg is who I saw.
Ludwig Åberg is in the lead.
Yeah, he was.
Not surprising.
Yeah, 12 under, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, he was six, I think, after day one, so he must have gone six down again yesterday.
He was even par yesterday. It says round three.
Yeah, that's round three. That's today.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be going on. Okay. Yeah,
they just teed off not that long ago.
Yeah, they're in Scotland, so they should be going on right now there. How did you guys get, you know, Monday Morning Quarterback evolved into talking so much golf? Because certainly
Marcus.
Marcus.
Yes. Well, Steve and I really enjoy golf. Probably started watching. Well, Steve for sure started watching pre-Tiger Boom, and the Tiger Boom kind of got me into golf.
Same.
Watched. Didn't even play until I started here in the early 2000s, and it was Steve said, "You're gonna learn how to golf." Okay. and I'm glad he forced me to, because it's an absolute blast. And we watch a little bit of golf every weekend, even if it's a weekend like this weekend is for you guys in regular sports. I mean, you had to bring Dan in. there's not much going on.
Sure.
We're doing KU, football previews on Saturday Morning Sports Talk.
We brought him in for the Prince's draft, so let's say he doesn't do anything.
What KU get? One first place vote?
Four.
Five.
Five?
Five. Five. Yeah.
Five.
Tim said 1963 for when North Carolina came.
60 was 1960. None of us were born then.
1960 was when Carolina came
to KU.
Okay, when was the last time KU got a first place vote?
2009.
That's correct.
That's the year after the Orange Bowl?
Yes, yeah.
The year after what was their record?
They started off 6-0. They went 6-6.
Okay. Yeah.
7-6 after the bowl win. But
Didn't Reesing get hurt and the season went down the dumper? Was that the year before?
I don't believe that Reesing
was
got
hurt. Was
that
the year before the Orange Bowl?
The year before was the Orange Bowl.
Because Reesing was a senior when they went to the Orange Bowl, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he was gone.
Yeah. I remember that season. It was team was 6-0 and things were going in the right direction. I just remember Mangino going for it against Missouri in this play where you're like, there's no way you go for this, and he went for it anyway. And then Lou Perkins, there was already talk that Lou Perkins was going to get him out, and well, we know the absolute disaster of a decade that happened after that.
What happened?
I said that for a reason. Yeah. Preseason, as our good friend Bob Fernelli said, the most pointless thing in the world, preseason polls.
True.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. However, you know what they do? They do get us talking.
Sure,
and that's the only thing that the league cares about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and
Carter, don't try to steal our thunder.
No, we got five
first place votes.
You should know as a sports talk show host, that's what you
need
talk
content.
About. As much as I don't like it, you have to talk about it.
I was just going to say, I don't mind you guys talking. You can talk K. You just talk K State next week because they got some first place votes as well.
They did.
But you guys are at least realistic on what can happen instead of, okay, you got five first place votes, they're going to win the national championship.
Yeah.
You mean they're not?
Yeah. It would be nice.
Because the Big 12 schedule is hard.
For it. Yes, it is.
There's a lot of parity in the new Big 12 football schedule. There's a good chance there's only one team, and that's the auto qualifier that makes 12-team playoff.
I agree. And, well, that's the other thing, too, Aaron, is that the college football playoff is going to be so loaded. The format, I mean, it's changing for this year. There's more talk that it's going to change in the future. Obviously, something's going to have to be done because the Pac-12, they've currently got a tie-in. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work with the college football playoff. They did announce that they are keeping their bowl tie-in, so both of the Pac-12 teams, assuming that they're bowl eligible, will get to play in bowl games. Now they have six tie-ins, and they only can use two of them. I'm sure that they'll find other teams to put in there for sure. But the KU fans that think that, or the Kansas State fans or the Utah fans that think they could just march to a national championship, the SEC or Big Ten didn't get easier. Those leagues got better, and they're still going to be really good and get multiple teams into the playoff. And so whoever is coming out of the ACC or the Big 12 or the group of whatever the group of five is called now, it's still going to be an uphill battle to try to get, in on one of those SEC or Big Ten teams.
Well, with the expanded 12-team playoff, I mean, anything is possible. KU, we finished, 21st in the nation last year? And that was – we have a lot of those guys returning. So I'm not saying national championship or bust, but I'm saying, CFP is certainly in reach, if Jalen Daniels stays healthy.
But to Aaron's point – for KU to be in that discussion, probably have to win the league.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You probably got to win the league, or I see a Big 12 champion probably having three losses. Maybe
possible.
Two.
Yeah.
If they have two, then that means the team they just beat has three, and you're definitely taking three loss SEC teams over a three loss Big 12.
Oh, 100. Yeah. 100%.
And you might be taking a four loss SEC team over a Big 12 team. So there's a couple of teams got to run the table, and then maybe one only have a loss or two in order for us to get two teams in. And the team you guys haven't mentioned yet, probably the best quarterback coming back, Arizona.
Sure.
Yeah, Noah Fifita is a dog.
Yeah, and Nolan, Arizona got the last first place vote, so they were picked in the top five.
Does KU play the number one draft pick?
Shadur.
Yeah.
They play Arrowhead in October.
Yeah. November 23rd, the senior night. Be senior night at Arrowhead.
But I'm not high on Colorado at all. But KU has probably the easy, and I hate using the word easy, but they probably do have the easiest schedule in the entire Big 12.
You don't know 100% how easy it's going to be.
Right. That's true, but in terms of preseason polls and just kind of assumptions based on all right, we know Utah is going to be good. We know K-State's going to be good. We know Arizona's going to be good. We know Oklahoma State's going to be good. That's four out of the top five, and KU's at four right now in the preseason poll. They only play one of them.
Yeah, most people are thinking Baylor is going to be down this year on the schedule. Iowa State is probably not going to make a big market jump in improvement this year. I mean, Kansas State is going to be – that'll be a huge Sunflower showdown.
Biggest game of the year.
I hope College Game Day shows up.
As much as it pains me, if I were going to pick right now who I think is going to win the Big 12, I don't know how you can't pick Kansas State. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I think Utah's
overall they've got the most talent.
Yeah, I would agree. Aaron, we're joined by Aaron Harder. He is the host of the Monday Morning Quarterback here on KVOE Mondays at 10:06 a.m. You are also a huge Emporia State fan, pretty much of every sport, but football, soccer, basketball. How excited are you for the fall sports season for Emporia State? Obviously, a couple of changes coming up, but probably the most notable of which, changing of the guard at quarterback for Emporia State football. As the post Braden Gleason era will begin, and I know that Coach Higgins has been working really hard to find the next guy, and he's put some quarterbacks together in a line here.
He's had a decent run, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think so.
I think every single one of them's got some Harlan Hill votes. It's
kind of unbelievable.
It's a testament to how to keep a job.
Yeah.
if you have a good quarterback, it makes the game a lot easier. He's brought some guys in. He's got a returner from last year. I am pumped for Emporia State football. The other day we were watching the TV and popped up 8 weeks until kickoff for the Chiefs versus Ravens, and I was like, man, that's really quick. Oh, wait, Emporia State plays before that.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is going to be here very quick. Of course, we'll have it all covered for you on Mix 104.9, the voice
of
the
You got training Hornets. Camp in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that, actually. We are 2 weeks away.
August 5th, right?
Yeah. We're 2 weeks away from Chiefs training camp, which begins on the 29th. And we're 3 weeks away from Emporia State training camp. And, of course, on the entire KVOE network of stations, we'll have our Emporia State training camp reports. We'll have Mitch's training camp reports on KVOE coming up, as we always do. That will be starting on July 29th. So there is, it's hard to believe that it's going to be here. I'd ask you about the Royals as well. You know, you remember when we were in this studio, had me on?
Just need to go 2-3 this week, Blake.
Well, I already got the two taken care of.
Remember, we were also mad last week for not winning a couple more games because they could have got to the 56 mark before the All-Star. Now they can only get to 54.
Only 54 wins in the first half. Obviously, in terms of the Royals, Aaron, something we never, ever dreamed that we would see this quickly, the turnaround in the Cutrero era and a return to not just respectability, but a return to being competitive.
Well, and pretty much the same team as last year. There's a couple new guys. The bonus for them is just how awesome their starting pitching has been.
Oh, my gosh.
Reagans is comfortable. He can go into Boston and absolutely shut them down last night. Everybody knows how good Lugo has been.
Who goes today, by the way.
Yes.
Who gets to go today.
Yeah.
So might not pitch on Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah, I would say definitely not going to pitch on Tuesday.
Sometimes those Saturday guys, it matters what their outing is. They might just do a token start or a token
like an inning
batter or two. But – Lugo today, they're at 52 wins. Anybody in the world would have taken that.
Yes.
Vegas probably had them at 31 wins at the break.
Yes.
And we're already 20 games over that.
Should have smashed the over on that for sure.
We need the Rays to beat Cleveland again. We need Minnesota to lose again. I mean, we're in the thick of it now.
Yeah.
We talked about how important this felt like. The first playoff series against Boston because they're right there in front of you, and a great start yesterday evening.
We didn't really talk that much Royals with you. I know that you guys are focused on KU, obviously.
Yeah,
the name of the show. But boy,
you go 3 hours a day, you got to talk a little Royals.
Well, it sure makes it easier to talk about the Royals when they don't stink like they have the last few years.
No, that's true. And I mean, look, I'm not. I will say this. I mean. Big time Michael Wacha hater. I just don't like Wacha. But that's
because
just
he's a former Cardinal. Or they hold that against him?
No, I don't know. I don't think he's. Right. He hasn't proven to me that he's got the stuff. Now Lugo, to your point, our starting pitching has been absolutely incredible. I mean Lugo, Reagans. You can even throw Singer in there. Singer struggled sometimes, but I mean he has been absolutely phenomenal. The Royals need to be aggressive at the trade deadline. I think they need to get a reliever. I think they absolutely need to get a reliever. But the thing is, their assets, they have none. Their farm system is the worst that it's been, at least since I've been alive. So I think they've got to move some things around, because similar to Kansas football, they have to do it either this year or next year, because the future of the Royals isn't looking incredibly well, just because of how bad the farm system is.
Well, Aaron, we're about out of time. Last question for you. What are your thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs coming up in the NFL season? It's never too early to start thinking about the NFL.
The Chiefs?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Super Bowl favorites, Blake.
I believe that.
I mean, I think it's weird. It's only been 6 years, but you got to beat Mahomes in the playoffs. And it's really hard to do. It's proven that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Once again, Aaron Harder, the host of the Monday Morning Quarterback, every Monday morning, 10:06 right here on KVOE, closer to 10:05. It depends on when Sean gets him in for the full hour with Steve Souter and Marcus Urkel. Aaron, thanks. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, fellas. See, on the Monday Morning Quarterback, if we have a good topic or good guests, we can go as long as we want.
Exactly. Yeah.
You guys got too much time constraint.
And we do. We do.
Yeah, we got a clock, and we're going to follow.
Blake, have you made an announcement for Emporia State football yet?
I have not. I didn't know if that was my announcement to make. So I
would make the announcement, especially since it's replacing somebody that's in this room.
Sure. Well, yeah, I can go ahead and I'll okay. tell everybody. So we're
I'm fired. No, yeah.
Get out, Dan. We would like to tell everybody, since I've been given permission to spread this around, that to replace Dan Courtright on our Hornet football broadcast. So we're happy to announce that Kent Weiser will be coming on, former Emporia State athletic director, longtime athletic director. He'll be joining me for Emporia State football broadcasts on Mix 104.9. Aaron and I met with him this week, and he is extremely excited. And from talking with Coach Higgins in the football office, they're excited to have him. And you know, wow. And as you're well aware, Aaron, nobody has been a bigger supporter of that football program than Kent Weiser over the years. And it's going to be, I think it'll be a lot of fun to have him in studio. I think we're going to have a fun season. I'm really looking forward to it.
They don't call him the best color guy in the business for nothing.
There you go.
He'll be way better than your last guy.
Yeah. I can promise you that.
And if he gets a dull moment once in a while, he will talk a lot of golf, former golf coach.
He is. So, yeah. Really good golfer.
He is.
From KU. Dan, congratulations again on the opportunity in Lawrence, and continue to improve up there, and best of luck. And we'll definitely have you back on when we need a KU segment in the future.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, have me on anytime.
We will.
I'm happy to do it.
Well, Dylan, I guess you better go over and get ready to push the button. We'll get back into Infinity Sports Network here in just a moment. Coming up here on the KVOE sports calendar for today, of course, you can get it online anytime at kvoe.com/calendar. Of course, we've got the Royals and the Red Sox today, a 2:30 pregame. We'll have the first pitch at 3:10, and then the last game of the first half of the season tomorrow, 12 o'clock pregame, and we'll have a 12:35 first pitch, Royals at Fenway against the Red Sox. So that's coming up this weekend on KVOE. This is KVOE Emporia for all of our guests, Dan and Aaron, for my co-host Tim and Dylan, Blake Cripps saying good morning and have a great rest of your Saturday.
Two backs in the backfield, Bennett and...